for CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for August 29th, 2007. This edition, we'll talk with an executive involved with CyberTrust's integration with Verizon. Also, more rootkit problems for Sony. Trend Micro products are under attack. And the Apple iPhone's failure to meet business needs. More than 3 months after Verizon Business announced it was acquiring CyberTrust, the telecom giant is now outlining how it has assimilated the vendor into larger operations. Kerry Bailey, CyberTrust's former Senior Vice President of Global Services, is now heading up the Verizon operation as Vice President of Security Solutions. He recently spoke with senior news writer Bill Brenner about the integration and how Verizon is playing up the popular security management program it took on as part of the CyberTrust acquisition.
When we first, launched SMP 10 years ago, it was really to try to help customers in this, who was in a very much of a reactive mode of, we're connecting to the internet, we've got this more of a connected environment. Most companies were throwing just technology at it, and our view was that they needed a pragmatic program to look at everything that involved security and how to protect data, and that was everything from physical to, where the data existed within organizations, the priority of that data against businesses, the processes that manage that data, and oh yes, there's a technology component that needed to make sure it was properly configured to secure that data. And over the years, as we've had over 1,000 businesses and government agencies go through the program on a global basis, we've really seen things evolve from our original essential practices, which were really the control objectives that we built, to be able to now look at those same control objectives, which is now over 1,500, that we map back to the major standards such as HIPAA and GLBA and ISO and SOX. And the program certainly has taken on more of a compliance view, and which has really turned the certification piece of the program even to more a competitive advantage for our customers, and we're certainly seeing it. Mm-hmm. With that, and when you look at the integration to within Verizon, we've always talked about the extended enterprise, and it's bigger than it ever has been, and it is a reality. And the fact that organizations and customers are, they have to do more and more of their business electronically outside of their four walls. And when that happens, the fact that you are protecting your customers' data and your own data in that extended enterprise, it's even more of a valuable program. And when you look at what Verizon Business offers and the fact that they have services across the entire IT stack, from the applications, doing remote application management, the managed network services, all of the IT services that come within Verizon Business, it just proves the point that the extended enterprise is alive and well. More and more customers are moving data out into the supply chain, out into the consumer side, and there needs to be a way to pragmatically make sure that data stays secure. So we really view SMP coming into the Verizon family, Verizon Business family of offerings, has been a very good thing for our customers. And as in the fact with Experian, we're seeing that they want to make sure who they're doing business with follows the S&P program and the essential practices of the program and make sure they stay compliant. And we're seeing more and more of their customers come to us and say, gee, to work with Experian, we have to become compliant within the program, because it is it's critical to do business with Experian, and it's also truly a competitive advantage for them. So very excited about the program and the integration within Verizon.
So, Kerry, talk about how things have worked out so far as Verizon's efforts to absorb CyberTrust into the operation, in terms of where you've had to consolidate, who has been able to stay, who hasn't, and so on?
It's a great question, and I'm happy to tell you that, especially with myself being here, that when we went into the integration planning effort, we had really several strategies and several goals, and I think we've hit them pretty well right now. One of them was that there would be no step back, and that no step back was from a customer perspective as well as an employee perspective. And when we looked at that, we said we needed to come out to the market and make sure that we had one product portfolio. And this integration planning was a very short period of time. I think we did it in 7 weeks. The close came very fast. But we said, let's make sure we have one product portfolio, and that product portfolio then would be conveyed to the sales team, and that we would make sure that day one when we launched, which I think was July 9th, we said we would go to market with one product portfolio, and we were very successful at making sure that our 7,000 sales teams, core sales team around the world, plus our 150 sales overlay team for security, were all enabled. The go-to-market strategy was identified, and we made sure that all of those decisions had only a positive or a neutral impact to the customer base.
That was Kerry Bailey. He's heading up Verizon's integration of CyberTrust as Verizon's new Vice President of Security Solutions. And now the news. Apple's iPhone is not ready for the enterprise. That was the message from a group of analysts at the research firm The Burton Group. During an online panel discussion, Burton Group analysts cited a number of reasons why the iPhone is not ready for the workplace. It lacks encryption, robust central management capabilities, and the ability to integrate with localized infrastructure. The analysts agreed that the iPhone's user interface and features will shape future smartphones used in the workplace. The iPhone was launched in June, and since then, security researchers have been finding flaws and ways to hack it so it works on other cellular networks. Trend Micro's server project, anti-spyware, and PC Cylon products may be under attack, according to researchers at the SANS Internet Storm Center. Attackers may be trying to exploit flaws in the Trend Micro software to hijack vulnerable machines. Trend Micro released a patch and a hotfix to address the flaws. In an advisory to customers, Trend Micro said its Server Protect and antivirus application, designed specifically for servers, is prone to several security holes, including an integer overflow flaw that's exploitable over RPC. The Trend Micro anti-spyware and PC Cylon Internet contain stack buffer overflow flaws. Again, those flaws have been addressed in a patch and hotfixed issued by Trend Micro. More rootkit problems again for Sony. Security researchers at F-Secure Corporation have discovered a rootkit in Sony's MicroVault fingerprint reader software. The software is used in Sony's line of USB drives. Sony faced a storm of criticism for using a rootkit-like program in its digital rights management technology. The recently discovered rootkit was used to protect the fingerprint authentication from tampering and bypass. Sony did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Now, Sony's MicroVault fingerprint-enabled USB drives have been discontinued, but they still can be found for sale on some third-party websites. That ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcasts by going to our podcast landing page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. And as always, you can get the latest news and information at our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.